Blog Talk Radio.
James Lauren with the Messiah Community Radio Talk Show. Wow, tonight's guest is one of the greatest artists that I've ever seen as far as comic book artists. His name is Sergio Cariello, and you've seen the Action Bible, haven't you? All those beautiful pictorials? Well, you're going to meet the artist tonight. Imagine the Bible coming to life so not only a child will enjoy it, but an adult will too. So welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Pleasure to be with you guys.
It's our pleasure. Sergio, we're going to have a lot of fun with you. First of all, do you ever get tired of being told that you're so good?
No, I don't. I really enjoy listening to the compliments.
And there are many compliments, to be sure. If you just look at this Action Bible, it is so rich with colors and beautiful. And essentially what you've done is you've taken the lame factor out of Christian books that have some of the artwork that can, well, kids look at it and sometimes they get a little bored. You've made it state of the art and absolutely beautiful for people to read. And tell me how you get started with all this.
That's very kind of you to say that. I don't know the feeling other than being excited about doing something that I enjoy. When I was asked to do it, it was exactly because of my experience in drawing superhero comics for America, North America. You know, Spider-Man, Batman, the Avengers, any action-packed comic made an impression on David C. Cook, who was looking for somebody to revamp the old Action Bible, the picture Bible. When they saw my work, they realized that I would be fitting for what they wanted. And I didn't treat it any way different from what I knew, and I just did it as a new mission, a new job. But of course, with the eternal value and relevant story and more hitting home because of my faith, it made that more exciting to be able to do that.
Sergio, when you read the Bible, are you able to think this way? I mean, as far as seeing cartoon pictorials and just in the way that you draw?
I most certainly imagine every book without illustrations. Obviously, I imagine that in an art form in my head, and I probably naturally think that way, but I thought everybody thought that way too.
I don't think so. A lot of people don't think that way, and that's why you're so gifted. Sergio, let's talk about some of the feedback that you're getting from people, like parents and kids and even your peers. What are people saying about the Action Bible?
As I travel, not only in America, but, you know, to India, Brazil, Australia, Mexico, and throughout United States of America in different comic book conventions or church appearances, you know, I hear a lot from parents, from kids, from grandparents, from families in general, and artists even, from my peers, what they tell me is that they pick it up and they can't put it down. Well, they bought it for their kid primarily, but they ended up liking it themselves. And the main compliment of this format is that they finally were able to understand the Bible better, even understanding the whole picture of God's message. Since it is chronologically placed one story after another, so it made more sense, the whole message. And instead of getting tired of getting deeper into the Bible, they get excited about what's going to happen next.
Yes, and that's what makes the Bible such a great adventure. Your talent speaks for itself, but the fact is, you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, which really makes it amazing because we can really get behind what you're doing. So please, tell us about your faith.
My mother raised me, taking me to church from a very young age. So I've heard all about Jesus, God, and the disciples, and creation, and all the prophets. But the key moment that I knew for sure of my eternal salvation was in 1979 through Word of Life Ministries in a Christian camp, and I then committed my life to Christ and wanted to follow him And that made an impact on my life that I wanted to study the Bible. In 1981, I went ahead and studied there for 1 year at in Brazil and Word of Life Bible Institute. And I loved studying God's Word back then, still do now. And then later in 86, I came and studied at the Bible Institute in Word of Life upstate New York. And I enjoyed that even more as I was getting closer to fulfilling my dream. So I wanted to add my Bible knowledge to my artistic talent. And I think my involvement with the church as a teenager on forward, the Word of Life, being part of the collegians, singing with a choir, traveling throughout the United States, and then later becoming part of, you know, the churches and using my musical talents to lead worship and even sharing the pulpit sometimes.
Sergio, when you got gifts from God, you hit the lottery, my friend. You really did. You ever think in terms of like biblical characters and superheroes? Because you work for DC Comics and also Marvel Comics, doing Superman and the Green Lantern and Spider-Man. You ever intermingle the two in your mind?
Well, it is intertwined in my head as I see some of these characters sharing a bit of God's principles. If you look at Superman's story, it is a very similar story to Jesus, an alien who was sent by his father with superpowers to save men from evil. You look at the Lone Ranger and the Creed, all having to do with his faith in God. When you look at and different superheroes fighting for humanity and usually being the good guys against the bad guys, from creators who want to give people a sense that somebody can save us from trouble.
It really is an interesting correlation, and you wonder sometimes, can God use a secular medium to draw people's attention to him? I'm sure he can. Here's an interesting thought. We have the movie The War Room going on right now, very popular with Christian audiences. Let's make the Action Bible a feature film. I mean, have you ever thought of that? And can we get in touch with the people from Pixar? At the very least, how can we make this happen?
I don't know for sure. I've been approached by people with some ideas before, but you know, when you deal with animation, you're dealing with a few hundred people involved in it. So it's a bigger, larger team of workers together, and that's why I enjoy Disney so much, because you have all these animated cartoons and Pixar, and you have music, so you have a lot of people involved with different gifts producing a fantastic message through film. So I think we need more of it as a tool for the church. If I were to be part of something like that, which I wouldn't mind to be involved in something like that, if it's something that God is orchestrating as a next chapter in my life, I wouldn't mind being involved in it. But I would definitely would have to be very involved in the direction of it.
Yes, and I think our audience could see something like that, the Action Bible coming alive on the big screen. We certainly will pray for that. Here's what I'm thinking. Sometimes in church, things seem a little bland. There's so much visual components to the Bible, but we never get to see that really on the big screen. And sometimes I don't think people have the sort of imagination that they should when it comes to the Bible. You certainly bring that to life, Sergio, in the Action Bible. Can we have more of that in church services, and why don't we?
Michael, you have some very great ideas out there. The thing is, I believe that we are always following a format of worship service that doesn't think too much about that, and it keeps following a pattern from the routine done years and years and years. So I'm all open for that kind of thing. I remember doing something similar to this in one of my visitations in one of the churches, that while the preacher preached the word, I was drawing simultaneously. And I've done that in the past myself in New York and some other events. I was sharing and at the same time drawing. And visual is definitely a very key thing to grab the audience's attention.
I agree. The Bible is filled with so many beautiful pictorials, and we need to get back that imagination so we can get into that realm and see all the beauty and splendor in the Scriptures. So, Sergio, take us back to when you were just a little kid and you were learning how to draw. What was that like? I mean, knowing that you had that gift, and I'm sure it'll be inspiring for all these other little artists who are thinking about getting into comic book writing.
I was totally unafraid and totally excited about having this power in my little hand to be able to create. I was so unafraid that I didn't even know the boundaries of it, so I drew in surfaces that were not allowed by my parents.
That's funny. What's happening now is really amazing because you've come full circle. As a child, you read the Picture Bible by the same publisher, David Cook, and now you're working for them doing all this. What was that like?
The Picture Bible, the Bible in a comic book format. For me, it was so exciting to see that in my desire and dream to be doing that in the future when I grew up. Looking at that, I thought as well, along with other comics, wow, how nice would it be if I could do this as well? So it was back in my mind when I was a kid, alongside the dream of drawing superheroes as well.
Mission accomplished. Sergio, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you, and really an inspiring story, too, how your gifts have touched us Christians. Certainly the Action Bible. Sergio Cariello is the artist of the Action Bible. But not only that, they have the Action Bible Study Bible, ESV, the Action Bible Devotional, and the Action Bible Handbook with the Dictionary of People, Places, and Things. We've enjoyed getting to know you, and thanks for sharing your heart with our audience.
Michael, my pleasure to be able to do this interview. Thank you so much for the questions you asked. It was so insightful.
We enjoyed it, Sergio. And just so our audience could know, if they'd like to find out more about you, they can go on www.sergiocariello.com. And so you enjoy all the best and blessings for every future endeavor. May God bless you.
Amen, my brother. Thank you so much.